What if I told you the secret to a balanced life is not about having the perfect system, and I'm doing my air quotes here, but having one that actually grows with you? We're going to be ditching the rigid, I have to do it this way, all or nothing approach. And as we know, life changes, but so should your systems. And that's where my life framework comes in. I teased about this last episode, but let's break it down today. Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moment. You ready? Let's do this. So have you ever tried to follow a routine that worked for someone else, but just didn't quite work for you or fit your life? Or maybe you built a system that worked until life happened. And I can relate to this because recently my duplicate and I, or my munchkin, I call her my duplicate because she's my mini. But anyway. We have been struggling with our morning routine, and it's gotten to the point where we've been getting to school like a couple minutes before the class bell rings. And I was just like, okay, I have to stop sticking to a plan that's not working. You know, it's what we're doing all the right things, but it just wasn't working. And it wasn't matching my energy. It wasn't matching my responsibilities. And I just wasn't ready for when life starts throwing her beautiful bitchiness. And so it's like, what do I do? And this is where my life system framework comes in. And I built it to help the systems that you create in life, they flex with you. Instead of locking you into something that is truly impossible to maintain. Okay, so let's get into the framework. And it's, again, life framework. And the first is L, which is learn. You're going to spot the gaps and game plan it. So why most people skip this step is because they feel like it's working. It should be working. And I have to make it work kind of thing. Instead of taking the time to reflect on it. What about the system is working? What about the system is not working? And you have to look at what is challenging you. What is your goal with this system? And again, with the life system, you can look at your routines, your habits that you do on a daily basis. And this is what I, you know, call a life system. And you have to ask yourself, what's the biggest roadblock? What is stopping me from changing this? What is stopping me from getting through this? And what is it going to take for me to get my day-to-day routine, you know, or my moment-to-moment routine, because you're going to have several routines throughout the day. What is it going to take for me to be able to get this system together? So you need to assess what is actually working and what is not working and kind of go from there. Next in the life framework is implement, and it's making the tweaks and testing the waters. You're going to keep it light, flexible, stress-less. I don't like stress-free because I feel like there's nothing really stress-free in life. It's just something you want to stress less about, and nothing so strict that you don't have a little bit of wiggle room. And the one tweak at a time rule can really make or break, you know, what you do. It's the small changes that can make a big impact, right? So for example, if your mornings are feeling chaotic, don't, you know, grab it, throw it out and just redo the whole thing. No, if you just fix one little thing that is a sticking point for you, like, you know, setting up breakfast or trying to figure out outfits for you and your little ones, then maybe for, you know, the saying for most people, prepare the clothes the night before, what you're going to wear the next day. Try and figure out what everybody wants to eat for breakfast the next day and have a backup plan if that goes out the window. Trust me, I understand. With my little one, she'll tell me one thing one night, the next day she's feeling completely different. And it's just like, you just exhale. Okay, this is what we're going to do, right? So that's where you got to just do one small change. And that actually goes into the F of my life framework, fluid. And if you are a TV show SWAT fan and they used to say, stay fluid, stay liquid, that's really true in life. And that's why I added this into my life framework, to where you need to be able to adjust, adapt, and let it flow. You got to give yourself a chance to try it out. So your systems should move with you and not, you know, again, keep you boxed into such a strict and rigid routine. And the signs that would be, you know, for you to adjust is if you're constantly struggling, or if you're constantly fighting it, or you're questioning, why doesn't this not feel right? If you have any of those, you know, things, it's like, okay, it's time to sit down and reflect on what it is, and then take it back to the learn, and then go through the life framework again. And maybe it's a weekly check-in, maybe it's a monthly check-in, maybe it's a quarterly check-in. And then how quickly can you assess if your system, you know, fits and is not fitting? If you have other people that's a part of that system, get feedback from them to see what's working for them, what's not working for them, and come together to figure out how you can make it work together. That's the teamwork that will help you a lot. And next step, and last on the list, is elevate. Lock it in and make it become second nature. And when the system works for you, life feels lighter. You can breathe. You can go through your day with no troubles, no stress, nothing weighing you down. And it's one less thing really for you to worry about, because you got it going. And you also have the system to where, okay, this doesn't feel right. Let me figure out how to make it better. Again, go back to through the life framework, learn, implement, fluid, and elevate. And it's kind of the balance between the sweet spot, always that was that happy medium saying that they always say. It's truly finding your version of a balanced life. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, oh, you got to do it this way, this is the way it works. Oh, you got to do this routine, this is the way it works. Oh, follow so-and-so's routine because I've seen it work for others, it can work for you. No, that's not me. I've struggled so much with trying to follow somebody else's plan, somebody else's routine, somebody else's, somebody else's, somebody else's, until I had to sit down and be like, okay, what do I really want? How can I make this work for me? What feels good to me in my soul, to where I can get through something, get through my day without being so pissy and irritated with life. Just no. And so the goal isn't perfection, it's flow. And that's the beauty about my life framework. You have an idea of my life framework now. So take the time to figure out what is one system in your life that used to work and now it just feels off. Use my life framework to see if you can take one of those, that one system, and tweak it to make it work for you and not against you. Send me a DM, send me an email. I would love to help you out, to help you figure out where you can make it a little bit more fluid for you. And if you do want to build your own life framework, grab my freebie. It's called Your First Life System. It's a quick start guide to help you simplify your day. And it has a step-by-step guidance in there to where, again, it goes through my framework. And it's something you can grab to help you reflect on a system when you need to look back at it on from time to time. But that's what I'm here for. I hope this helped you out, and I'll talk to you on the next one. That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.